Welcome, Catherine.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I think this is the first time we've had you on air.
It is.
Oh, that's so good. It's just like talking in front of our uni students. Catherine was involved. QUT runs a lot of real-world projects, and in part of my unit where I teach, we try to get real-world clients in to help them with their marketing, understanding their branding, their messages, and trying to work and attract whatever or solve whatever issues schools, businesses, community groups. And we had Humpy Bong come in for this semester. Mm-hmm. And it was a great project, I believe. We had Catherine turn up last Friday to hear the client pitches, our mm-hmm. student pitches. So, Catherine, how did you enjoy this process?
It was great. It was really good in the context that it was personalised, and it addressed our expectation around how do we get community and parent engagement in or more in our school community, and some of the ideas from the students, the presentations and the way they presented, as well as some of the catchphrases and the impact statements that they made were really good and gave us lots of great ideas.
Yes.
So it's around working out how we use what they've given us and some of their ideas and put that into fruition, because from the idea around engaging grandparents or retirees in our community, because there's, according to their statistics, 45% of the community are made up of retirees or
I wouldn't believe that about Redcliffe.
In, the peninsula, that was their statistics.
Well, when I go past the signs and say, you know, you can check in for over 50s now, it worries me.
Yeah.
I'm not far from that.
Me too. No,
I'm
on
board. I'm so young.
Yeah.
45%.
Yeah, wow. So that was good in that context, because we know there's an untapped market out
yes.
there, and the value adding because of the expertise that all those people have.
Oh, that's exactly
just,
it.
Just be amazing if we could use and tap into those people and their skill set
yes.
to increase the capacity of what we can offer. They did talk a lot about the social media and the links and the modernising of
yes.
the website and the Facebook and linking all that. Not to say that we don't have lots of great ideas on there, but more around how does it look as a
that's
picture
it. That's
and
it.
A face that people can see.
And one of the things, sorry to butt in,
yeah,
one of
yeah.
the things that I was impressed to see that a lot of schools and businesses use their websites purely just as sales messages, just trying to get that information out, instead of actually using it as a tool to help. So, and some of those students identified those parent pods and different things where resources for assistance can go. They're some of the things I like to see.
And using our school motto around the sea of learning and sea
yes.
of learning for the future, and we have a dolphin called Soul
yes.
who is our mascot, and so the Soul's pod or the parent pod around
yes.
using the dolphins or ride the waves of success or cross the bridge
yes
all of
yes.
those things were really neat that
working
they actually
well.
Really engaged with what our school is about and what we wanted to promote.
It is,
and I really appreciated that level of detail.
That's it. They took your brand, and that's what we teach there, that everything, every business, organisation, even people will have their own brand. You have to work with it. You just don't go and change ideas and then that weakens your brand and then you lose your credibility. So I'm glad you acknowledge that, because they spent a lot of time about that. So it was a very worthwhile project. I've got some videos that I'll be able to get to you. I know Melinda's keen to see them as well. Yes, indeed. All I can say is really, Melinda, do you want to actually
yes.
pop over and talk? Because we haven't had Melinda on as a PNC president. How long have you been president?
This is my second year now.
Second year. So if you've made it through the first year and you're still signed
up. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, they've got you. What year are your
Kids. So I have a prep, year four, and a senior in year six this year.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah. You've got a, prep. Catherine, you've got it for another 6 years.
I have another one on the way as well. Oh, I have a two-year-old, so.
Oh, gee. Oh, dear. Wow. There you are. So are you excited about the changes going on at Humpty Bong?
Very much so, absolutely. It's very exciting, actually, from a parent's perspective. The 2 years that my family has been at the school, the school has just grown so much, and it's really lovely to see. I think when I first arrived, the PNC wasn't very active. There was actually was no PNC at the time. So we've worked really, really hard to build that back up. And yeah, it's wonderful. We have a really great group of volunteers, and it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good. Yes.
Yeah, we're always needing more.
Always needing more. Well, hopefully with these marketing plans, you'll be able to set some targets and have some tactics in there that can do that. Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely fantastic. You do have an energy with you there, Melinda. That's infectious. So I'm mm-hmm. sure that brings a lot of the parents along.
Yeah,
so
we'll certainly be interested to look at that. The results from what the students have done. We've just not long become an independent public school.
Yes.
And we're actually at the point now where we're about to form our first council, school council.
Oh, well done.
So we're really trying to get the message out to our parents in our community that we're looking for parents to come on board, and, you know, people who have a business acumen, people who have the ability to be able to, I guess, be strategic thinkers.
Yes.
It's a lot. The role of the school council is a lot different to what the PNC does within the school. We're really looking for those parents in the community who perhaps haven't yet done much at school because, you know, they work full time or they're committed with work and things. So it's really only we meet once a term, the school council. Not a lot of time out of their day. And we can really, you know, leverage off the relationships that they have within the community. If we can get those parents on board, it would be wonderful.
Really?
I mean, it's a precious gift by the schools to allow the parents to see what education is actually being given to the students.
That's right.
And that's the disappointing thing that I see a lot of the parents just staying away from it. They think, drop my kid off at school, you know, you deal with it.
I mean, we understand everyone's busy, especially the parents where we have both parents working. I mean, I get that struggle. It's a real struggle. People battle with that every day. So it's about for us, you know, giving all the parents an opportunity to help out where they can. If it's as simple as baking cupcakes for a cake stall, or as, you know, as involved as coming to PNCs and actually, you know, voicing their opinions and making a difference that way. So. Yeah.
That's it. Get involved.
We do.
Absolutely.
We have two PNC presidents now talking. this will go on for the next 15 hours. We do have Dr. Damien Key waiting outside to come in and start showing us some robots and technology. So we might get to play
some sponsors,
yep. And we'll get Damien here. We'll get our streaming set up.
Yep.
Touch wood. And see what wrong button I can press. So bear with us, everyone, and we'll be back with Damien.
Thank you.